శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం స్కంద 6 అధ్యాయ 14 ఓ శ్లోక సంఖ్య 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. So I'll read from 13 to 16, and then we can recite 17. Is that okay? Natasya sampada sarva mahishyo vamalochanaha sarvabhomasya bhushcheyam abhavan priti hetavaha. Translation of number 13. His queens all had beautiful faces and attractive eyes, yet neither his opulences, his hundreds and thousands of queens, nor the lands of which he was the supreme proprietor were sources of happiness for him. Should I read that again? His queens all had beautiful faces and attractive eyes, yet neither his opulences, his hundreds and thousands of queens, nor the lands of which he was the supreme proprietor were sources of happiness for him. Tasyaikada tu bhavanam angira bhagavan rishihi lokanan ucharan netan upagachadyarichaya. Once upon a time, when the powerful sage named Angira was traveling all over the universe without engagement, by his sweet will he came to the palace of King Chitraketu. Tam pujayitva vidivat pratyutthanarha nadibihi kritatityam upasidat sukhasinam samahitaha. Chitraketu immediately stood up from his throne and offered him worship. He offered drinking water and eatables, and in this way performed his duty as a host to a great guest. When the rishi was seated very comfortably, the king, restraining his mind and senses, sat on the ground at the side of the rishi's feet. Maharshistam upasinam prashraya vanatam chitau prati puja maharaja samabhashyedam abravit. O King Parikshit, when Chitraketu, bent low in humility, was seated at the lotus feet of the great sage, the sage congratulated him for his humility and hospitality. The sage addressed him in the following words. Do they read responsive here? Everybody takes a turn? Okay. Angira uvacha apite namayam swasti prakritinam tatatmanaha yatha prakriti bhirguptav puman raja cha sampati. Oh, shamakre, excuse me. Puman raja ta saptabihi. So you want to know why yatha prakriti bir guptav, I pronounce like that? Yeah, because bhavantaha samskritam janati aham janami bhavatam samskrita gyanam alpam asti mama gyanam bhavatam gyanam apekshaya adhikam. So it's like this in English. When there's a visarga, those colon sign, in the middle of a sentence, there's a law in the language called sandhi, coalescence. The two syllables come together. So visarga means dissolution, by the way. It goes away. Now, when it's printed in modern printing, actually in Sanskrit there is no pause. There is no break in the words, actually. But what they're doing here in printing, they break up the words and they don't show the sandhi. So when the next letter is a P, that visarga goes away and you would guptaf is pronounced. So if the next letter was a sa, it would be guptas. If the next letter was a sha, it would be guptash. I can show you examples, but you get the general principle. Sandhi applies. Sandhi applies means this was how the language was spoken. If Sanskrit was a spoken language, or it still is, aham vadami sanskritena, mama kashtam nasti, ete dravida vashayam vartalapaha kartum parayate. Vasudev Datta Prabhu can speak Tamil. I cannot speak Tamil. So, but I can speak and I know some of the rules. That doesn't mean I know everything. But you can learn this when Visarga is in the middle. In the end, when you see this Virama Chinna, here it's not there. But in the Devanagari, there's one line and two lines at the end of a Vakya. So that is called a Virama Chinnam. It's a sign of halting. At that time, you pronounce aha, 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 ihi, uhu, uhu, like that. Hare Krishna. It's a small point. Padapataha. Nobody says that, right? What does it mean? Reading the words. Padapataha. But that's what we're going to do. Angira uvacha. The great sage Angira said, api, whether, te, of you, anamayam, health, swasti, auspiciousness, prakriti nam. You notice the long ones, you pronounce prakriti nam, they're long, right? Rasva and dirga in Sanskrit. Rasva short, dirga long. In English, vowels, they're no long and short. Prakriti nam, of your royal elements, associates and paraphernalia, tata, as well as atmanaha, of your own body, mind and soul, yata, yata, not yata, you like the first A is like, if you look in the pronunciation guide, like the U in but. Everyone who is Indian knows this, because they study in the school the vowels. The Devanagari or any Indian language, So you see long and short. Yata. You don't say the same. Yata, no. Yata. You. A, like the U in but. You've seen the pronunciation guide. Ya, ta. A, the long A is like the A in far. Ya, ta. Don't worry, the small stuff. Where am I? Like. Prakriti bihi. By the elements of material nature. Guptaha. Protected. Puman, the living being. Raja, the king. Cha, not cha, cha, also. Saptabihi, by seven. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. The great sage Angira said, my dear king, I hope that your body and mind and your royal associates and paraphernalia are well. When the seven properties of material nature, the total, then in brackets, it says, the total material energy, the ego, and the five objects of sense gratification are in proper order, the living entity within the material elements is happy. Without these seven elements, one cannot exist. Similarly, as a king is always protected by seven elements, his instructor, Swami or Guru, his ministers, his kingdom, his fort, his treasury, his royal order, and his friends. Purport. As it is quoted by Sridhar Swami in his Bhagavatam commentary, Swamyamatyau Janapada Durga Dravina Sanchayaha Dando Mitram Chatasyaitas. So here the sa is there, Tasyaitas Sapta Prakritayo Mataha. A king is not alone. He first has his spiritual master, the supreme guide. So there's examples of that, right? Vashishta was the king, was the guru of Ramachandra, Lord Rama. Yudhishthir, Daumya. The guru was Daumya. Then there are other examples. Can't remember right now. Then come his ministers. So it's not just a guru, but there are other ministers. They were also mostly learned brahmanas. His kingdom, his fortifications, his treasury, his system of law and order, and his friends or allies. If these seven are properly maintained, the king is happy. Similarly, as explained in Bhagavad Gita, Dehinosmin Yata Dehe, the living entity, the soul, is within the material covering of the Mahat-tattva, ego, and Panchatanmatra, the five objects of sense gratification. When these seven are in proper order, the living entity is in a mood of pleasure. Generally, when the associates of the king are quiet and obedient, the king can be happy. Therefore, the great sage Angira Rishi inquired about the king's personal health and the good fortune of his seven associates. When we inquire from a friend whether everything is well, we are concerned not only with his personal self, but also with his family, his source of income, and his assistants or servants. All of them must be well, and then a person can be happy. So, first of all, in the first shloka 13, it says the king was unhappy. King Chitraketu. Nowadays, this is a source of controversy. All over the world, it's not a source of controversy for brahmacharis, because they don't have a wife. But there's a law that you should have only one wife. That's not part of Vedic culture. Lord Rama had only one wife. It's called Ekapatni Vrat. He took a vow to have only one wife. And yet, this be his avatar of Vishnu, setting an example. But his father, Dasharath, had how many wives? This is a trick question. Interactive. How many wives he had? 350. Three were the main wives, Pattaranis. If you read the Valmiki Ramayana, then you will find out. 350. How many wives Chitraketu had? One? 1 billion? No, well, not that many. 10 million. 1 crore. Kotihi. Crore is Hindi, Kotihi is Sanskrit. 10 million. Correct answer. You will become a crorepati. That's a joke in India, right? How? What is it in the US? Do you want to be a millionaire? Here it's crorepati. One who has 10 million. So Chitraketu had 10 million wives. How can we understand that? Very difficult. What's the answer? He had a long life. That was the answer. Because he was in Satya Yuga and the life was for 100,000 years. How can you enjoy 10 million wives in 100 years? It's not possible. Plus, you get married when you're at least 20 years old. Some people, Mohandas Karamchand Gandhi, when he was 16, right, was married, if you know his story. Famous individual. Oh, some people call him Mahatma. Some people call him something else, which we cannot do in public. We agree with his economic philosophy, but not with his spiritual philosophy. So Chitraketu had to have a very long life in order to enjoy, but he could not enjoy. He was not happy. That's what the first verse says. Amazing, huh? Dasharatha had three main wives, and we know about the sons of the three main wives. And Lord Krishna, 16,108 wives. And each wife had how many sons? Who read the Bhagavatam? Who read the 10th canto? 10 sons. This is Vrindavan and one daughter. This is Vrindavan, I get a good answer. In other, I ask people in temples, and they're silent, they don't know. Krishna set an example for the society. Everyone should have 10 sons. Yeah, what's happened? Historically, what happened to Bharata? If you take it from the time of the Mahabharata, 5,000 years ago, what is left? Still there is Arbuda. Kotihi, 10 million. Arbuda, a billion. Arbuda. A billion are left here. And one third are out. That was Bharata. No, but the whole world was Bharata. Right? At the time of the Mahabharata. So less and less and less. The Vedic culture. Sri Sri Gaur Nitai ki jai. Sri Sri Krishna Balaram ki. Radha Shyam Sundar Lalita Vishaka ki jai. Hare Krishna. So the Vedic culture was followed all over the world. The system of kings, Varnashram Dharma. And as Kali Yuga progresses, less and less following of Vedic culture. Actually, there are only four divisions of human society according to the Varnashram concept. But in modern India, there are more than four. Prabhupada also mentions it in certain places, right? Lower than Shudra, he says, lower than Shudra. But the provision is not for lower than Shudra. According to Lord Krishna in Gita, there is no provision for lower than Shudra. He doesn't mention, right? But what it is those who do not follow Vedic culture. They are lower than Shudra. So killing animals. Now, in the Dashama Skanda, in the 10th canto, Arjuna and Krishna killed a lot of animals. You know the story? Kandava Prastha. Whole forest was offered to Agni. Maya Danava was saved. Interesting story. They were not running a regular slaughterhouse. There's a difference between a Kshatriya killing an animal and a regular slaughterhouse. That is modern society. The people go in the supermarket and buy meat. Maybe not everywhere in India. But it's becoming a norm all over the world. So this is papachar, sinful activity. Vedic king would not allow a slaughterhouse. But he had a right to go and kill animals. Still, he also had to perform prayashchittam, atonement, because it is sinful. Even if the king kills an animal, it's considered sinful. Lord Krishna can do anything, we say, but still he set an example for human society. But even he said in Gita, Anityam Asukam Lokam Imam Prapsya Bhajasvamam. This material world is miserable. So Bhagavat is teaching in this particular Akyan, right? Story. Story of Chitraketu. Life in the material world is miserable. Generally, the common man If he has a place to stay and a wife at home with children, then he feels happy. That's a so-called measure of happiness. Even Yudhishthir says that in the Mahabharata. I can't remember the whole verse. What is it? Pacha, nay, Shaka Pachati Swegrihe. Who knows the whole verse? Forgetting the first words. One who residing in his own house, cooking vegetables in the middle of the day. What's the rest of that? No? Nobody knows that? Shaka Pachati Swegrihe. Something, he doesn't travel. A pravasi cha. I'm forgetting this verse. One who does not travel. This is a part of Yaksha Prashna in the Mahabharata when Dharmaraj, Yamaraj, the father of Yudhishthir, was testing him in the form of a Yaksha. So one who lives in his own house and doesn't travel, this is considered, and who cooks, who eats home cooking, he's happy. This statement by Yudhishthir to the Yaksha, to the Yamaraj. So nowadays people, they want to travel, right? Everybody wants to travel. It's a big industry. We got the verse. Nay, those are the questions. You got the question. No. Kim Ascharyam Kasuki Kasuki. Who is happy? So, no. Nini Kimpa Chatavartika Vadame Chatura Prashnan. I will ask you these four questions. But then there's only English. I give you the English translation. Who is Suki? That person who works hard, whole day he works, retiring from he works, he comes home in the last part of the day and cooks some leafy vegetable and eats it. Who doesn't travel? Narinicha Pravasicha. One who is not in debt. Arinicha Pravasicha. Apravasi. One who does not travel. Sasuki. But it's the Sanskrit is not given. But you got the English translation. Arini, you reminded me. So who is happy? Kasuki. One who does not travel, who is not in debt. There's a problem with debt in India. You may not, foreign devotees wouldn't know. But in order, for a grihastha, the most important action was to marry his daughter. And if he doesn't marry his daughter in society, it's a great shame. And in order to marry his daughter, he'll take a loan. The common man. And that loan is so burdensome, the interest is so high, that he has to work the rest of his life to pay off that loan. It says, this is a sociological fact in India, especially among the lower middle class and the middle class who can't, because they have to make a big show at the wedding. I have a lot of wealth and opulence. They have to feed all the guests. It's not cheap. Well, you have five types of sweets and, you know, if you've ever been to a wedding, maybe brahmacharis wouldn't know. But here in India, this is the system. It's become crazy. That's a different issue. It's become so crazy, they spend so much money, the rich class. But then the ordinary class, they also. So, arinicha pravasicha. One should not be in debt in order to be happy. But ultimately, there is no happiness. Anityam asukham lokam. But people forget that. Isn't it? So that was the other question in the Yaksha Prashna, the most, maybe you can say the most famous, the four very famous, that is Kim Ascharyam, Ka Varta, what's the other one? What is the most wonderful thing? Kim Ascharyam. So the answer to that is Ahanyahani Bhutani Gachanti Yamalayam. Sheshastavaram ichanti kim ashcharyam atavparam. Atavparam. Sandhi. But more than this, what is wonderful? What is it? Ahanyahani bhutani. Day and night, gachanti, they go yamalayam, to the abode of Yamaraj. Who goes? Bhutani, living entities. We read, you know, how many people were killed in this thing, and that thing, and the other thing. That's what news means nowadays. How many people died? How many atrocities were committed in the human society? So many are going, but shesha stavaram ichanti, those who remain, desire to go on living. A suicide is a sinful papachar. Vedic culture does not recommend suicide. But less intelligent people think if we commit suicide, all of our miseries will be finished. Less intelligent. Because actually what happens, that you have to take another janma. Jatasya hi dhruvo mrityur. Dhruvam janma mrityasya cha. For one who has been born, death is certain. And one who dies, birth is certain. So if he commits suicide, he did a sinful act, papachar. Then he has to take a birth to suffer for that. Or many births. Asurim yoni mapanna mudha janmani janmani. Those who are fools, asuras, who don't follow Vedic culture, kshiprami, ajasram, ashuban, asurishveva yonishu. I throw them into the wombs of asuras, where they're born again and again. Kshiprami, I throw. Kshiprami, ajasram, ashuban. Ajasram, the lowest. Ashuban, inauspicious. Asurishveva yonishu, into the womb of asuras. So what does it mean? There are so many people who maybe claim to be devotees of God, and they think being a devotee of God means to kill and kill and kill, if you know what I mean. Right? You understand? Without me saying it. So that is asura, that's a rakshasa mentality. Rakshasas just want to kill. And they kill. Maybe today we read in the newspaper, but if you read in the Ramayana, Mahabharata, how many, even in the Vedas, Vritra killed so many brahmanas. Bhagavad 10th canto, Dashamaskan, so many brahmanas were Hiranyakashipu. So all these type of asuras, they may say there is no God, they may say there is God, but they want to kill others. That's the rakshasa mentality. Some rakshasas are devotees. Vibhishana was a devotee. So how can we call him a rakshasa? Prahlad said to his father, Asura Varya, oh, best of the asuras. He called his father best of the asuras. So he was born an asura. And Gita says that it's the lowest. Ajasram word is used. Ashubhan, inauspicious. To be born a rakshasa or an asura is inauspicious. And their business is killing. And killing means eating non-veg food. Those who love to kill, they love to eat non-veg food. Yeah. So should we kill them all? Then we should commit suicide, some of us. But try to change the mentality. That was Prabhupada's outlook. Practically now everyone is becoming an asura. It was unheard of in Satya Yuga. Then slowly, more and more asuras. Prabhupada said small ravanas. small Ravanas. Ravana had many beautiful wives, but he wanted Sita. That was his sinful action, taking away Sita. Vibhishana in Valmiki Ramayana is telling Rama, give Sita back to Rama. He was not satisfied by so many wives. Chitraketu was also not satisfied by so many wives. The nature of the material world is dissatisfaction. Pleasure lasts temporarily. Even if you remain in your own home and you eat vegetables cooked in your own home, Yudhishthira, you don't travel and you don't have a debt, you may not be happy. Yudhishthira said that is happiness. By comparison, now everyone is eating out. Right? Modern urban India, everyone goes out. That's helping us. Running Govinda restaurant, we're making money. Otherwise, it's against Vedic culture. There were no restaurants. Even for traveling businessmen, there were no restaurants. They would cook for themselves, or some grihastha would say, come and eat, time has come. Who's hungry, come home. So this is the Asura civilization, those who do not follow Vedic culture. We have to know what it is, and we have to convince at least some people. The whole society changed, difficult. Because these Rajas, they used to enforce the Vedic culture. And there are no more Rajas. Gone. We don't see them. Raja like Chitraketu sat down at the feet of the sage. We don't see the modern political leaders sitting at the feet of the, you know, Brahmanas who are learned in Vedas. Our job is to become learned in Vedas and become the gurus of society. Guru of society are the Brahmanas. In our society, we have made a few gurus. And now we have a new name for Shiksha Guru. You know what that name is? It's an English name. Shiksha Guru is Sanskrit. You're close. Counselor. Ooh, I said the word. But that's what it is in today's verse. The guru, the Swami. But every Brahmin is supposed to be a guru or a Swami. Right? Patana patana means studying and teaching others. These are the duties of a Brahmana. Society needs a class of Brahmanas. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Prabhupada had the conviction that Brahmana is not by Janma. Yesterday I was in an auto rickshaw and there was a picture of a Baba. I won't mention his name. That Baba is quite internationally famous. He died in 1971. So then I said to the rickshaw driver, how is his picture here? Oh, I'm his follower. I said, but maybe you never saw that Baba. 1971, how many years ago? That's 45 years ago. How did you see him? No, his son is there. His son is there. So by birth, qualification. So we don't accept that. Our ideology, it is not by birth. But here in Vrindavan, and there are other sampradayas, Vaishnav sampradayas, where the qualification is by birth. Jati. Jati means lineage or birth. Gosai. Gosai, Goswami. by birth a Goswami. Is it possible? No. Krishna tells Arjuna, you are born with these qualities. He tells Arjuna, someone may be born because he practiced in the past life, prapya punya kritan lokan ushitva shashvati samaha. In a previous life, if someone practiced yoga, followed the Vedic culture, prapya, he obtained punya kritan lokan. Punya kritan, those who did something good, punya, pious activity. Kritan, did. Prapya punya kritan lokan, planets or places of residence. So yes, birth has some importance. Suchinam Srimatam Gehe, in the home of Suchinam, those who are, Suchinam is Bahuvachanam, of those, in English, plural, Bahuvachanam, plural, who are pure, Suchinam, Suchi, clean, Suchinam Srimatam, Srimatam, wealthy, Shri, Lakshmi, Srimatam, those who have wealth. Gehe, in the house. Suchinam Srimatam Gehe, Yoga Brashta Abhijayate. Those who could not complete yoga, Yoga Brashta, their yoga was broken. Abhijayate, born. Jayate, Mriyate, Vakadachin, born and died. Jaya Abhijayate, born. Abhi is one of those upasargas, prefixes. 22 or 23 prefixes. Abhijayate. Those who practiced yoga get a good birth. Suchinam, pure, in a Brahmin's family. Srimatam, in a Vaishya family. Or a Raja or a Kshatriya family. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, these are the Dvijatayaha, second born, twice born. What is the second birth? Upanayana Sanskaraha, the sacred thread ceremony. Why? Nowadays it's become just a social fashion, right? My son's Upanayanam. Vasudeva Datta Prabhu has a god brother that he doesn't even know, from a Brahmin family. His sister wanted to perform her son's Brahmin thread ceremony in a village in Saurashtra. You've heard of Saurashtra? No? That's where Lord Krishna disappeared. Prabhas. You've heard of Prabhas Kshetra? Dwarka. Dwarka and Prabhas are in Saurashtra. It's a peninsula, part of the present state of Gujarat. So his sister said, come. She told his brother, Prabhuji's godbrother, please come to your nephew's Brahmin thread ceremony, but there are two conditions. Don't shave your head and don't wear a dhoti. Pant and shirt. This is the position. This is the position of modern Hindustan. Vartaman Bharata. The Brahmins want you to come to the Brahmin thread ceremony with hair and a pant and shirt. Of course, hopefully they served vegetarian food. They might have served onion and garlic. I didn't go. I don't know. Can you believe this? This is the position. What to do? In Kali Yuga, everything is degraded. We live in a society controlled by asuras. They don't care if everybody suffers as long as they enjoy. They don't know that their enjoyment is temporary. Chitraketu did not know. He was enamored. And Angira and Narada, who came? Angira and Parvata, Narada, they came and enlightened him. He didn't know. And that was in Satya Yuga, when he had 100,000 years life and he could enjoy 10 million wives. So the material energy is so powerful. But the Vedic culture is meant to remind you, okay, you have duties. You should marry your daughter. But you don't have to spend crores and crores. Some people can spend, but not everyone can spend. So don't get into debt. Have a simple ceremony. Right? Why should you go into debt? Yudhishthir told, but who's listening to Yudhishthir? What are they studying in the schools? Are they studying Yaksha Prashna? Are they studying Mahabharata? No. The answer is no. What are they studying? There are some Sanskrit colleges, universities now. There's a Veda university now in Tirupati. These are the exceptions rather than the rule. There's no time. I don't know the time here. How am I doing on time? 5 minutes. So questions, we'll stop the lecture and if anybody wants to ask a question. Yeah. Yes, Prabhu. Oh, thank you. It's okay. Anything.
Something that's been years for me, I was hoping you could explain. Hearing the glory of Bharadvaja from our Shastra, what it is today, all of the opulence, the culture, the political, I know it's related to the British influence, but for me it's just amazing. Just going to India, you see it's totally devastating. You can explain.
It's a good question, because and it does. It is connected to what I said. Well, there's two ways of looking at this. Means, Prabhupada used the example of the dead elephant. It's still valuable even after it's dead. What he meant was not the elephant who's shot by the poachers in the jungle. That's going on. But when an elephant dies naturally, the tusks are valuable, the skin is valuable, the fat of the body is valuable. So, although in urban India we see that the old culture has been given up, people don't wear the traditional dress, people don't get up early in the morning, everyone is drinking tea and coffee. There's another verse in Sanskrit, right? Ratri ante pibet vari. Get up early in the morning and drink water. Should be in a copper vessel. Divasante pibet payaha. In the night, drink milk. Bhojanante pibet takram. And after eating, drink buttermilk. Navaidyasya prayojanam. If you do that, you won't require a medical practitioner, vaidya. And we see, if you go in people's houses, they serve buttermilk in many places. Many places they lost that. In South India, everybody has to have rice with yogurt at the end of the meal. In the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, there's a shloka I don't remember. There, Lord Krishna is holding, this is in the Brahma Vimohana Lila, when Krishna is sitting with his friends in the forest. And in his hand, there's curd rice. So this rice with yogurt was all over India. At one time. Now it's only in South India. You don't. Without rice and yogurt, South Indian cannot finish his meal. And in South India and in Gujarat, they have to have buttermilk with the meal. But I don't think in North India now and East India, they follow that. Then in East India and in South India, everybody eats on a banana leaf. Everybody means villagers. And now in the big cities and even the rich families, everybody has a table and they'll serve you on glass and crockery. And that's not Vedic culture. So yes, there are two things, two sides to the story. You can see these are some points. Then the sanskaras, So there are so many points of Vedic culture. Prabhupada wanted the Westerners, we say Westerner, but you might be from Australia, is not the West, for instance, or South Africa. But outside of India, people should come and learn Indian culture. It's still, many points of the Vedic culture are being followed. There's another example, the burnt rope. The dead elephant and the burnt rope. It looks like a rope, but if you blow on it, then it just goes into dust. So, you can say that the Vedic culture has been decimated. And in many ways, that's true. For example, this is a country, there was no hospital, and there was no modern educational institution. Colleges. And now you go, colleges, here, forget the rest of India, right? On this Delhi-Agra highway, how many colleges, this college, that college, this university, this, for what? Why? And the land that was growing the crops, or that there was forest where the cows could graze, is gone. How do you support the cows? Govinda Gopal. Krishna is Govinda Gopal. You need land for grazing. The cow is a Govardhan. Go, cow, Vardhan, expand. You need that type of grazing area. But everything has become commercial. So how to revive that Vedic culture and have a Vedic government? And well, Prabhupada had an aspiration. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati had an aspiration. To bring it into reality, taking a long time. But then if you see, Prabhupada started in India with nothing. With $40, he went to the US. Then he had no institution. He tried here in Jhansi, it failed. He lost the building. He had no followers. So, that Hitopadesh, there's a verse, right? Udyame naiva siddhyanti. Karyani namanorataihi. By endeavor, human endeavor, udyame naiva siddhyanti, you can obtain the aim, whatever your aim is. Aim may be to earn enough money for your family. Or aim may be to study Vedas and memorize. There were people memorize the whole Bhagavatam. The whole Gita is nothing. 700, 18,000. Mahabharata, there were people. 100,000 shlokas they memorized. People were there. So your aim, how do you do it? Udyame naiva. By endeavor. Purushard. Udyame naiva siddhyanti karyani, by action, na manoratahi, not by dreaming. Nahi suptasya simhasya, this is the famous line. The sleeping, the animals, praveshanti mukhe mrigaha, the animals do not enter the mouth of the sleeping lion. Lion has to go out and jump on the animals to get his food. It's not that the lion can lie back in a cave, or on the ground and the food come into his mouth. So any action, any endeavor, it may be spiritual endeavor, it may be material endeavor, but you have to make the endeavor. So for reestablishing the Vedic culture, an endeavor has to be made. That was the point. If we want to have that system that we read about in the Puranas to be revived. Now see these villagers, they're wearing dhotis. They're wearing turban. You know the Sanskrit word for turban? I asked the Indian devotees here. What is it? Sanskrit word for turban. Pagri. That's Hindi. That's not Sanskrit. Ushnishaha. You wouldn't know. Ushnishaha. Samskrita aneke shabdaha santi. 150 words for water. 150 words for water. In Sanskritam. So, how many words are there? Vasaha. Right? Clothing. Vasaha. Veshaha. So there are so many words. Paryaya padani, synonyms. There's an old book of synonyms, Amarakosh, Amarasinhaha, Singhaha. He was a Buddhist. He compiled one dictionary of Sanskrit synonyms. There are others. There are so many koshas, dictionaries. Jangamakosh, wandering dictionary. Brahmanas who studied shastras. Avadhanihinaha, those who kept it all in their mind. So that was there. It's possible, we have to try. If you don't try, then you cannot achieve to revive Vedic culture. By educating others, now ISKCON has got some people. There wasn't much. Now all over the world there's some awareness. What is dharma? What is adharma? Kim karma? Kim akarmeti? What is karma? What is akarma? Kavayo api atra mohitaha. Those who are learned there, they don't even understand. But what is Vedic culture is very clear. And that there are many parts of Vedic culture still extant in India. Like eating freshly cooked food. I don't think the bakery, it's my personal opinion, unless you eat it within 3 hours, those items, it's not considered freshly cooked. So we say, well, prasad, and yeah, prasad comes from puri after days and days, and we take that prasad. But Gita says, right, yata yama gatarasam, I didn't say it. After 3 hours, when the juice is gone, it's not considered sattvic. So as a regular habit, the food cooked in Vedic, in the homes in India, is immediate. It's offered, bang, and it's eaten immediately. So this is one point, just one point you can learn by living here, to see how the people eat freshly cooked. Everything fresh, cook, sit down, take. It may be simple. You don't have to have 20 preparations. There are expert cooks who can do it, but it's not required. Anyway, you can learn all these things by staying in what is left of Bharat. What is left of Bharata, that is also being destroyed. It's a fact. What's going on now, just by birth, India will be finished. Only by births of asuras. That's why I said, let's follow Lord Krishna's example and every householder have 10 sons and one daughter. Otherwise, this will also become Pakistan. That's what happened. That's what happened. Numbers. Divide and conquer policy of the British and a numbers game. Democracy. Counting heads. But what's in the head? That's more important than the number of heads. Hare Krishna. Time is up. Granta Raj, Srimad Bhagavatam. Ki Jai, Hare Krishna.